Trade Agreement. Australia seeks higher EU meat import quotas. Von editor Fleischwirtschaft.com. VOM. The 24th of February 2026. Canberra ahead of renewed negotiations on a free trade agreement, FTA, between the European Union and Australia. The Australian red meat sector has outlined its expectations regarding EU market access. The Australian Meat Industry Council, AMIC, and Meat and Livestock Australia, MLA, stated that significant access for red meat must be secured under any agreement. The two organizations are calling for tariff rate quotas of at least 50,000 tons for beef and 67,000 tons for sheep and goat meat. They argue that Australian producers should not receive less favorable treatment than competitors in Brazil, Canada, or New Zealand. If that condition is not met, the industry sees no national interest in finalizing the agreement. According to MLA, current EU tariff rate quotas for Australian exports amount to 3,389 tons for beef and 5,851 tons for sheep and goat meat. By comparison, MLA said that Mercosur countries are allocated 99,000 tons for beef, while Canada has access to 50,000 tons. For sheep and goat meat, New Zealand benefits from a free trade quota of 38,000 tons, with an additional 125,769 tons available under World Trade Organization arrangements. AMIC Chair Tim Ryan stated that the organization had been working closely with the Australian government for several years. He said the agreement had to be used to set the course for future access to the EU market and added that, as a like-minded partner in terms of quality and sustainability, Australia should not receive lower tariff rate quotas than its competitors. Andrew MacDonald, head of MLA's relevant working group, said that access to the EU market for red meat had remained almost unchanged for nearly 50 years and had then been reduced in the course of Brexit. He described the FTA as the only realistic opportunity to correct the competitive disadvantage of Australian producers. MLA characterized the current EU quotas for Australian producers as disproportionately low. Recent talks between the European Commission and the Australian government concluded without a concrete outcome. The European Commission stated that negotiations had taken place in a constructive and positive atmosphere, with progress made on a small number of remaining open issues. Industry sources indicated that, in addition to beef quota volumes, the mutual recognition of geographical indications remains a point of contention. A previous attempt to conclude the agreement in 2023 collapsed at the final stage, with Australia citing insufficient access for its agricultural products to the EU market. Both sides resumed engagement last year.